Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got another Nutty Bites Dinner and a Movie for the Dog Days of Podcasting episode for you. We are in the car again, and, yeah, and that's it. Don't mind me, I'm a little distracted. Today I am going to be discussing Archer. That's what I'm going to be discussing. That's right, Archer. We're going to go into the danger zone and have a spoiler-free review for the cartoon Archer. And yeah, so Archer, I believe it's on FX. The entire time that it's been on, I have been in Canada. FX is not a channel in Canada, and I don't watch it on TV anyway because I am a cord cutter. There have been some nefarious means that I've used to get my hands on Archer, but here's the cool thing. Netflix has all of the seasons, and they've been pretty regular about getting the seasons after they've finished airing, so I don't even need to watch it right away. There was a time that, I mean, it was taking so long for them to get put anywhere, and they weren't on Netflix, and it was very difficult, and, you know, some people have an uncle nefarious. Well, I have an uncle Jim, and, if he's listening, he knows who he is, and he's pretty much a very awesome person, and, he has fed my addiction for more than one show, and, he would put in a Dropbox for me some episodes, and I do not feel bad about that, because I do not feel bad about getting episodes of TV when it is made entirely too difficult for me to get them through legitimate means. I think that networks are shooting themselves in the foot when they try to make things too difficult, because basically if you make it harder than torrenting, people are going to torrent. If you make it as easy or easier than torrenting, people will pay you money. They really will. So, Archer. So once it got on Netflix, I no longer needed Uncle Jim, but it was always pretty fun. So, Archer is Get Smart meets Arrested Development. The animation style is really nice. I mean, it's gorgeous animation. It's about a spy agency, an independent spy agency. So they're not the CIA or the NSA or anything like that. They are an independent company, and they have all of these great James Bond tropes. I mean, Archer himself carries PPK, sorry, a Walther PPK, which is James Bond's gun. So, you know, there's so many references to, you know, James Bond and other sci-fi tropes, but they also have this quality of never really setting themselves too much in a certain time. I mean, they have like these old-timey computers with reel-to-reel tape as their mainframes. Yes, mainframes. And yet they'll also have cell phones, or they'll have like ancient cell phones and then smartphones, and it's really funny how they just kind of hop around and it works. For the bulk of the show, Archer is this independent spy agency. It's called ISIS. And they obviously got rid of it for the name for obvious reasons. And they started out as, oh yeah, best spy agency, to best spy agency that's constantly screwing up, to then they had, they were basically arrested for being a spy agency without government authorization, and so basically they had been illegal and could have been put in prison for treason, to drug dealers, and that was Archer Vice, and now, and then they were working for the CIA as a contractor, and then now they're a private eye. Private investigator company in Los Angeles. And, you know, it sounds really weird and like jumping the shark, but honestly, it's a lot of fun. I think what I like about Archer the best is, on the surface, it's this dumb late night comedy, But the more you watch it, the more you realize that there's a lot of depth and there's running character plots and the characters actually do evolve. I mean, it's a cartoon where characters evolve and grow and have to deal with permanent consequences, including loss of limbs. yes, there is somebody that keeps losing limbs. And it's pretty great. The characters all are very deep. You know, they're like onions. Once you think you know what they are, you discover more and more. I mean, you've got the stereotypical flaming gay man who is a former Olympic athlete, fantastic computer guy. He's deeply religious and was a pastor for a while. Southern, like there's so many like hidden layers there, and they just keep going further and further into his story, and he's just one of the secondary characters, you know? He's not even one of the main characters. So all of the characters are just really deep, and so you got Archer, he's your playboy spy type. You've got Lana, she's awesome. She's like a blaxploitation character, only even more awesome. And you've got Mallory, who is a very strong woman who spent her life in the spy business, so you know she's really tough and you know she can do stuff, but because she's in this managerial role, you don't see it much. So whenever it comes out, you're like, yeah, that's Mallory, awesome. But to me, my favorite of the characters and the character that I have cosplayed is Pam Poovy. And Pam Poovy, she starts out, she's their HR person, and she is unapologetically fat. She is awesome. While yes, they do make weight jokes from time to time, she is strong and she owns her own sexuality, and she's the best lay Archer ever had. And okay, that's a minor spoiler and that's a little bit above PG-13, but it's still PG-13, parental guidance, that's totally fine. And she's pretty awesome. Oh, and she's a great fighter, and she has all of these other amazing characteristics, and she just says whatever she wants and doesn't care about anything, which is fantastic. And I love her so much. So when I got to cosplay her, I was over the moon, and it was really funny because I was doing Underground Fighter Pam. So my costume was my gi pants, white tank top, blonde wig, hand wraps, and then I did a lot of makeup to do the bruises and the cuts that she received from the scenes. And wow, okay, you just want to bike right in the middle of the lane there. And then her tattoo, she's got like this giant back piece of Bible verse on her back in Gothic lettering, and then she's got hash marks for the amount of people she's killed in the ring. And so I had to have Tech do that for me. He just took a Sharpie and started writing on my back, and it came out great. The reactions of people were funny because there were two reactions. People that knew Archer, and then they just respond with a quote from the show, and they'd get all excited. And then people who didn't know the show and then would come over and ask me if I was okay because they thought I got hurt because apparently the makeup was that good. And it's not a complete stretch because this was Balticon, and 2 years previous, a good friend of ours did get hurt overnight at the con, tripped on his way back to his hotel, ended up having to go to the hospital and everything. It was really, really bad. No laughing matter, but it's been 2 years, so we kind of laugh about it. So there were a lot of people that were very concerned, and I made sure not to put it on my family Facebook so that my mom didn't get upset. But it was a really interesting reaction that I would get from people. And I had a blast. And there's something really great about being able to cosplay a character that gives you so much joy, and then seeing that joy in people's faces when they recognize who you are. I mean, you don't have to have a flawless cosplay to inflict joy on people. And I think that's basically, you know, that's to me one of the best things that you can have. So what meal am I going to pair this with? You know, I didn't even think about it. But as much as I would like to pair it with a bear claw, because Pampoovy, bear claw, I'm actually going to pair this with some General Tso's chicken from the nice Asian restaurant that they go to all the time in the first few seasons, and then they get the leftovers wrapped up as a tinfoil swan. I love General Tso's chicken. I like to make it at home, which is very different than when I get it at takeout. I buy the sauce and I just cook some boneless, skinless chicken on it, up with it, throw in some veggies, do a nice little stir fry, and then I put it over some rice and or noodles. And actually, that's what I had for dinner last night. Is I made General Tso's chicken with, and I'm doing air quotes here, fried rice, which is basically the fried rice seasoning, the egg, the veggies and all that, but without actually like putting in the massive amounts of oil that they do at the Chinese restaurant. I just do, you know, whatever. I made my rice in the regular rice cooker and so forth. But it was really good, and I put a little General Tso's in with the regular seasonings, and it really gave it a nice kick, and it was a really good pairing. So there you go. Archer and General Tso's chicken. And to you all tomorrow.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.